I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Wednesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Christianity is not a cruise ship, it's a battleship. We're not a business, we're an army. And we've got a mission to bear, and we've got an adversary. That adversary is Satan. Now, before I read and get into this text, this is a very powerful text. Here I'm looking at 5 minutes reading a passage of Scripture that one of my favorite books is The Christian in Complete Armor by William Gurnall, in which he takes 1,600 pages in this text, but we're going to do it in 5 minutes. The Christian life is spiritual warfare. How do you conduct it? You need armor, you need an armorer, and you need armament. So here it is. It's in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers, over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, and keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in the opening of my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. What does the Apostle Paul say? He says, well, you got Christian armor. The Christian armor is 6 pieces. 3 are for defense, 3 are for offense. And 3 to stand firm and hold our ground, 3 to take ground for Jesus Christ. We're not in a battle to win the war. The war was won at the cross, but we're in the battle to win the battle. And you do so not only with the armor, but you do so by coming to the armory from the Word of God. Where do you find out about the breastplate of righteousness? You get it from the Word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do you find about the helmet of salvation? The Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. The gospel of peace comes from the Word of God. The armory of the armor. Where do you get the armor? You get it from the armory. What is the armory? The Word of God. 6 pieces of armor, and they all come from the Word of God, the armory. Who is the armorer? Who is it that puts the armaments on you? Who is it that puts the armor on you? It is the Holy Spirit. He is referred to continually as the strength of the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. How do you get strength from the Lord? The presence and power of the Holy Spirit. So what do? We stand firm. Here this Roman armament is used to describe the armor that we get from the gospel of Jesus Christ, selected from the Word of God, put upon us by the Spirit of God, so that we stand firm every single day. And by the way, all of it is saturated with intercessory prayer. 5 times in the text, he calls us in former fashion to intercessory prayer. And then the Apostle Paul appeals to his own condition. I'm under assault. I'm in prison. But what do? I'm not retreating. I'm standing firm in the strength of the Holy Spirit with the armor of God that comes from the Word of God. And actually, this condition that I find myself in has become a platform that I may speak boldly the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of course, he was in his first Roman imprisonment when he wrote that, and he is standing firm. So what does he ask for? Well, certainly he's glad for you to pray for his release. But what he prays for, he asks you to pray for, is that he also will bear this armor. He will walk in the strength of the Holy Spirit. He will know the armor from the Word of God, and he will put it on daily in Christ to go to battle for Christ, that he may speak boldly. And that's what we ask the Lord. Give us deliverance from the adversary. But in the midst of adversity, help us stand firm and speak boldly with grace and truth. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.